This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 31 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, the longevity business, health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised or recommended on the program, please head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can order longevity products right off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team right off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got blog posts, news stories, videos, as well as the longevity products, and a join the team link that you can click on for a one-time $25 fee. You can start a longevity business. You can be in business for yourself. You can help change the world at the fundamental level, the most fundamental level, which is the level of good health. Nothing else matters, folks. If you're not healthy, nothing else matters. Ask anyone who's got an autoimmune disease or, God forbid, cancer or heart disease, and they'll tell you nothing else matters. It's all about health. And if you are interested in changing your life or the lives of your friends, families, loved ones, at this foundational level, you want to make some money doing it. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, please join the team. Click on the Join the Team link for a one-time $25 fee. You can be in business or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. We have been talking a lot about stress, the number one health issue of our times, more specifically stress management. I think it's very important to make this distinction between stress and stress management. Stress management is reflected in stress management hormones in the body. Stress management hormone in the body. It gets called stress hormone, but it's really stress management hormone. And this is a very important distinction. Stresses are always going to be there. It's the management of the stress that's the issue. And the body is exquisitely able to manage stress. It has a biochemical system that's specifically designed through millions of years of evolution to respond to stress. And it utilizes, like everything else in the body, utilizes chemistry. Specifically in terms of stress, it utilizes stress hormone chemistry, stress management hormone chemistry, cortisol/cholesterol. Cortisol/cholesterol. I say that because, surprisingly to most folks, present company excluded, of course, they're essentially the same thing. Cortisol and cholesterol are essentially the same thing. So when we talk about cortisol as being stress management, that's what cholesterol is. It's stress management. The lunacy, the biochemical idiocy of a medical professional and the evil nature of a drug company there's a distinction there, too. Drug companies, they're just flat-out evil. The medical professionals, they're not evil. They're just biochemically ignorant, some of them, at times. Of shutting down stress management because the stress management system has kicked in, causing heart disease, for example, is just it's astounding. Cortisol is cholesterol. They're essentially the same thing. And this similarity in structure brings up a very important issue. It means, because cortisol is essentially cholesterol, the more stress management the body is going to have to provide for, the more cholesterol you're going to make. And that means the most effective way to lower your blood cholesterol is to reduce the stressors, chief of which is sugar. Drugs are stressors. Drugs are poisons. Nutritional depletion can act as a stressor. Problems with oxygenation and respiration can act as stressors. Reduce the stressors, you will lower your cholesterol. Because cholesterol is cortisol. They're both stress management substances. Cortisol has a few little biochemical tweaks. A few little atoms here and there are different. Basically, it's the same thing. So cortisol and cholesterol are stress management. They help us manage stress. They are stress response. They're not stress hormones. They're stress response hormones. Body's always responding. Cells are always responding. The body and cells are responsible. They have an ability to respond. The cells and the body are responsible for how our health shows up. We know this intuitively. Our health is a function of first of all, our cells, and then our body responding to something. Responsiveness, the ability to respond, responsiveness is the essential condition, the sine qua non, the essential, quintessential condition of anything that's alive. A synonym for responsiveness is intelligence, making choices. Making intelligent choices, making supportive choices is a key feature of intelligence. That's what responding is. Responding is choosing. Intelligence, responsiveness, these are key features of everything that's alive. Everything that's living, from a bacteria to a cell to an organ to a human being, everything that's alive is making choices and responding. A liver cell is responding, making choices, for better or worse. A bone cell, a skin cell, these are all responses. Disease is a response. Psoriasis is a response. Acne is a response. Heart disease is a response. Cancer is a response. Osteoporosis is a response. And by the way, health is a response. The body's always responding. If we don't like a response, change what we're responding to. Stress and the stress response, by the way, is called strain. Stress and strain. That's the official terms. They're engineering terms. And they were borrowed in the 1920s. They were borrowed from engineers. Stress is like the force that's put on a bridge from the wind. And the strain is how much the bridge moves. Stress on a railroad track is the amount of pressure that's put on the track as the train goes by, and the amount that the movement in response to the stress is called strain. And these ideas of stress and strain, which are engineering ideas, were borrowed by biochemists. Actually, one particular biochemist named Hans Selye, S-E-L-Y-E, Hans Selye, came up with something he called the general adaptation response, which is what he described as the three stages of how the body responds when it's under duress. Stress and duress were really starting to become a big health issue at the turn of the 20th century. Basically, towards the end of the 19th century, as the Industrial Revolution was kicking in big time, and as our understanding of the mind started to take place, Sigmund Freud started to come up with his ideas in the late 19th century, how we began to start to understand things about the mind and about our psychology and about how our psychology affected our biology. Hormones, they started to study hormones. They discovered hormones right around that time. They started to synthesize hormones, particularly the steroid hormones. Various organs of the body, like the adrenal glands and the liver, were starting to become sites of research or targets of research. And this was all happening around 1920, between the 1880s and 1920s or so. Hans Selye, S-E-L-Y-E, wrote a book called The Stress of Life. You can still get it off Amazon. It's a classic book on stress. And he came out with what he called the general adaptation syndrome. The general adaptation syndrome is a three-step process, which is, we'll talk about here in a second when we come back from our break, a three-step process that the body goes through when it's under duress, when it's under stress. And Hans Selye said this stress and duress is the cause of all chronic diseases. And this is the third point on the triangle of disease. He was 100% correct. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, G-N-U-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side, and we do have lines open for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive pages at brightsideben.com. and Ben Fuchs Archives or BenFuchsArchive.com. We have search engines up. You can search various topics or guests or dates. We probably have, I think, 6 years plus of archives, 7 years plus of archives or something like that on all kinds of subjects that we've covered over the last 6 or 7 years. Today we're talking about cholesterol and cortisol. We've been talking about stress. And it's the number one health issue of our time, stress, and misunderstandings of it. The lack of understanding of what stress really is. Stress has become this just boogeyman. We just demonize the word stress. It's not the stress. It's the response to the stress. This whole idea of how a stress and the body's response to stress is, was first elucidated, at least scientifically by or medically, by a guy named Hans Selye in the book The Stress of Life. He came up with something he called the General Adaptation Syndrome. The General Adaptation Syndrome is a three-step process that, according to Selye, describes how the body responds to stressors. ARE, Alarm Response Exhaustion. That's the General Adaptation Syndrome, the stress response. It reminds me of the famous quote by the philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer, who said, new ideas are first laughed at, then they're resisted, and then they're finally accepted. He said that to describe new ideas. And that's kind of like the body's response to stress. First there's alarm, then there's resistance, and then there's exhaustion, just giving up. And this highlights, by the way, the relationship between change and stress. Stress is really basically a type of change. The body doesn't like changes. Now, there are changes that are obviously are part of being alive, and the body has evolved a system to kind of modify those changes. Changes have to be assimilated and thereby eliminated. They get taken in, not resisted, but taken in, assimilated. The resistance is a result of resistance to change or resistance to stress is a result of change that has somehow not been absorbed, taken in. The original meaning of stress, remember, is a force that's placed on an engineered object. It's the force. The force should be assimilated by the bridge, by the metal. A good engineer, or a good piece of textile, or of steel, or of iron, will be able to assimilate forces, will be able to absorb forces. That's how you make a good bridge. I'm not an engineer, but I just assume that if you're going to make a good bridge, it has to be able to absorb the force of the wind. Can't keep swaying around. Now, the swaying is a manifestation of strain. Eventually, the strain is going to make the bridge break. But if a bridge is engineered correctly, strain will be minimal. Stress will be assimilated and absorbed. And the same thing is true about the body. Our stresses have to be absorbed. And that's not just physical stresses. That's psychological stresses, too. Emotional stresses. Grief is a classic example. Grief is a classic example of how, of either an ability or an inability, depending on how you look at it, to handle change. Death is change. And we suffer from changes all the time. None is non-negotiable, maybe, as death. But we do. We go through it all the time. It's part of being alive. And part of being alive is to be able to assimilate those stresses. In fact, according to something called systems theory, the body's a system, and there's a whole theory of how systems operate called systems theory. According to systems theory, when a system absorbs change or absorbs stress, a living system, that is, a biological system, it gets stronger. It gets better. The assimilation process makes us stronger. The bone is always stronger at the point of the break. Exercise is a classic example of the muscle system, getting stronger. Stress can actually be your friend. When we respond to stress correctly, we'll get stronger, we'll get bigger, we'll get better. So you got three stages of stress. You've got alarm, then you've got resistance, then you've got exhaustion. The first stage is always going to be there. You're always going to have some kind of stress, so you're always going to have some kind of alarm. Just by breathing. Breathing represents a stress, and the alarm system kicks in every time you inhale. Just by eating, the alarm system kicks in just when we eat. And you could be eating lettuce. That's why caloric restriction is so important, and that's why caloric restriction and fasting are so functional, because they reduce the stress on the body just by not eating. I'm not saying never eat, because remember, the body can handle stresses, and in this case, nourishment is important, obviously, but be respectful of eating. So the the point we want to control is not necessarily the stress point, but the second stage. At this level, Selye says you get resistance, but I say we get homeostasis. Excuse me. Homeostasis is the ups getting pulled down, or the ups going down and the downs going up. The body's constantly adjusting. Homeostasis. Selye calls it resistance, and it probably is resistance when the homeostatic mechanisms become overwhelmed. When the homeostatic mechanisms, what I said earlier was assimilation, is really technically homeostasis. Homeostasis, homeo meaning the same, or homeo meaning movement, I think. I don't even actually, homeo meaning the same, stasis meaning movement, not things staying the same. Things not moving. Homeostasis is the body's natural way of being. We're always homeostatic. That's responsiveness. Resistance, the second stage in the GAS, that's really where you run into a problem. You don't want to be resisting change. You want to be assimilating it, homeostatically manipulating it. We only resist when we're no longer able to handle a problem homeostatically. Homeostasis requires energy. Homeostasis requires nutrition. This is where our problem is, at least physiologically. We don't have the energy to be able to assimilate the changes. And it starts with a poor nutrition. When nutrition is depleted, when we don't have the vitamins, we don't have the minerals, and when our stresses are chronic over and over and over and over again, especially food stresses, this is where we run into problems. We can't eliminate stress. That's part of life. But we can reduce the strain by improving the body's ability to handle the stress. Using nutrients, using vitamin C, vitamin C and the B complex are the quintessential anti-stress vitamins. Reducing the sources of stress, the resource-depleting agents. Sugar is a primary resource-depleting agent that will keep us from being able to homeostatically handle stress. The more sugar we eat, ironically, we tend to eat sugar mentally when we're under stress, and that further depletes resources that help the body handle stress, which has us eating more sugar, which further depletes resources, which has us eating more sugar. Cigarettes, alcohol, drugs. How ironic is that? Drugs that are supposed to help us actually add stress to the body. They increase the amount of nutrient depletion. They cause more nutrient depletion. That's one of the biggest problems with medication that nobody talks about. Not a single peep was heard about this in pharmacy school. And your doctor probably doesn't know, has never thought of this either, but common sense will tell you that you're depleting your nutrients when you take medication. Medication costs you nutrition. It costs you vitamins. It costs you vitamin C. It costs you essential fatty acids. It costs you the B complex. It costs you electrolytes. It costs you zinc. It costs you vitamin A. The drugs we take to get better, supposedly, or at least to stave off the symptoms, deplete our body of resources, causing more stress, causing more problems. And nobody talks about it, but it's common sense when you understand how the body works, at least. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. We do have lines open for you. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised or recommended on the Bright Side, please go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase your longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. We also have great information in blog posts, news stories, as well as videos. Lots of free information at pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. Also, benfuchsarchives.com. Also, would like you to check out our Truth Treatment products, our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Truth Retinol 5% Gel, Truth Transdermal C Serum, Truth Transdermal C Balm, and our Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, all are delivery systems for vitamin C and vitamin A. That's basically what our Truth treatments are, delivery systems for nutrients, specifically nutrients, vitamin C and vitamin A, which are the skin's two most important nutrients topically, internally as well. When our skin doesn't look as good as we'd like it to, when we get older, when fine lines start to appear, these are not skin problems. These are connective tissue problems. This is the one program where you're going to hear all about the connective tissue almost every time we speak. The connective tissue is what breaks down and is what is responsible for the visible signs of aging, most of the visible signs of aging, whether it's the stooped over, hunched over appearance that older folks have, osteoporosis, deterioration of blood vessels and lymphatic vessels, and in the skin, wrinkles and fine lines. These are connective tissue problems. They're not skin problems. You have to be in the connective tissue in order to create changes, for the most part. Interestingly, exfoliation, which does not go into the connective tissue, turns on the connective tissue. So exfoliating techniques are also helpful. But if you're going to drive the production of connective tissue, that is collagen and elastin, the good stuff, as well as the mushy hyaluronic acid and spongy stuff, you've got to be turning on the cells that make the connective tissue, the fibroblasts, and that's vitamin C and vitamin A, folks. There's no herbs that do it. There's no natural, I know everybody wants natural. No plant substances are going to do that. You need vitamin C and vitamin A. Of course, they're natural, I suppose. But that's not what the skin cares about. The skin doesn't care about natural. I did an interview with a gal from, I think it was Elle Magazine last week. I think it was Elle, one of those big New York fashion magazines. It's going to be published in May. And she wanted to know, the whole topic was, what is this thing natural? What's the big deal with natural? What does natural really mean? And I had to tell her, the skin doesn't care about natural. If anybody tells you about their skin products because they're natural, they don't know what they're talking about, at least in terms of creating changes in the skin. They may know what they're talking about in terms of natural, whatever that means. But in order to create changes in the skin, you have to be at the level of the fibroblast. The fibroblast doesn't care about natural. It cares about, do I recognize you? Can I work with you? Poison ivy is natural. Fibroblast does not need any poison ivy. Vitamin C and vitamin A, they're natural, but they're beyond natural. They're recognized. They're utilized. The skin has an ability, the fibroblast, the cell that makes all the good stuff, has an ability to use these substances. That's why vitamin C and vitamin A are the two most important topical ingredients that you can ever put on your skin. Where can you get them? In high concentrations? TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a sec. I've been really getting into this thing called mindfulness. I've been personally had a meditation program since I was in my 20s. Mindfulness isn't exactly meditation. It's paying attention. And mindfulness is a powerful cortisol-lowering strategy, anti-stress strategy. This is from the Journal of the Medical Association of Thailand. Effects of mindfulness meditation on serum cortisol of medical students. Mindfulness meditation is a method to relax the mind that decreases stress, which otherwise would increase serum cortisol. So mindfulness meditation should decrease serum cortisol. Conclusion, mindfulness meditation lowers the cortisol levels in the blood, suggesting it can be used to lower stress and may decrease the risk of diseases. This another one here. This one is from Newsweek magazine, actually. Mindfulness therapy as effective as antidepressants, according to new study. Recent research into mindfulness, focusing on the present moment through meditation, has shown that the practice comes with myriad health benefits, from alleviating pain to post-traumatic stress disorder. Why do our doctors tell us about this? Because we don't need a doctor to meditate. Meditation beats medication. Meditation is using yourself, using your mind, using your power, using your inherent ability to deal with stresses rather than to be medicated. This is from Oxford University. They call it MBCT, by the way, Mindfulness-Based Cognitive Therapy. According to William Kuyken, K-U-Y-K-E-N, of Oxford University, professor of psychiatry and lead author of the study, while MBCT, Mindfulness-Based Cognitive Therapy, fancy way of saying mindfulness, paying attention, is not a panacea, it does clearly offer those with substantial history of depression a new approach to learning skills to stay well in the long term. Well, what are your choices if you're depressed? Because the drugs don't work. In the book, The Emperor's New Drugs, forgot the guy's name who wrote it. It's a great book if you're on antidepressant medication, The Emperor's New Drugs. Erwin Kirsch, I think his name was. He talks about how the vast majority of these things, these antidepressants, are placebo. They don't work any better than placebo, than a sugar pill. On the other hand, MBCT offers people a safe and empowering treatment choice when it comes to antidepressants or antidepression. Depression is another interesting subject. I'm always hesitant to use nutrition or use physiologic or use physical strategies to deal with emotional issues. You know, we have a big problem with pain pills here, and the government wants to make pain pills even harder to get. And people who are really in pain now can't get pain pills. I'm a pharmacist. I don't like drugs, but I'm a pharmacist, and I tell you, I've had pain pills. I've been in pain, and thank God for pain pills. They are, if not the biggest advance, the most positive and most important advance in all of pharmacology. They're one of. You know how they used to have to do surgery without anesthetics? Can you imagine having surgery without anesthesia? Can you imagine dealing with chronic long-term pain and not have any relief? Or surgical pain and not have any relief? The problem isn't the pain pills. The problem is everybody needs to escape from life. We've created a culture where we all need to escape from life. We're all in existential pain. It's the culture. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Wally in Wisconsin. Let's see if I get to Wally. Get to Wally here. What's up, Wally? Good morning.
Hey, Ben. How are you, sir?
Doing good. What's going on?
I got two questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Calling in for a friend of a girlfriend in Montana.
Friend of a girlfriend, okay.
The friend of the girlfriend has something called Chilman's disease.
Okay, I know what that is.
It's also called, I believe, eosinophilic fasciitis.
That's really a more descriptive term than Shulman's disease. It's actually called Shulman's syndrome because it affects everything, lots of different parts of the body. And this is a classic example of why medicine doesn't work. Medicine is obsessed with classification and diagnosis. And so they come up with these little names of things, and then they treat the names. And this is why medicine doesn't work, is because we're treating names. We're not treating biochemistry. We're treating diagnosis. Very subtle difference. But if you understand this difference, you can understand why medicine is a failure when it comes to dealing with these problems.
Do you have a protocol to deal with it?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, it's you've heard me say it a million times if you've been listening to this program. So hang on. We'll talk about Shulman's disease or fasciitis, basically. Eosinophils are cells of the immune system. So it's immune fasciitis. It's inflammation of the fascia. Okay, it's not, and fibers form. All right, hang on. We'll finish up when we come back from our break.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We do have lines open for you. We're talking to Wally in Wisconsin about Shulman's disease. And it's almost Shulman's syndrome, actually, is almost like a textbook case. An iconic example of this idiocy of the medical model when it comes to treating names and treating syndromes and treating diagnoses. This is the reason why the medical model fails us. And it's a subtle difference, a subtle point, but it's a very important point. You can't treat a diagnosis. You can only treat biochemistry. And you don't even treat biochemistry. You reverse biochemistry. Does that make sense, Wally? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do we have Wally? Did that make sense, Wally, how I explained that? Did you hear? I don't know if you heard what I said.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so the biochemistry of Shulman syndrome involves inflammation at the level of the fascia.
Yes.
The fascia, now we've talked about the fascia before. I haven't talked about it for a while, but the fascia is like the inside of a baseball. Did you ever open up a baseball when you were a kid? Right? You know how the inside has rubber bands in it, right?
Right.
A golf ball, too. I know I hear you laughing because you must have done that when you were a kid, too. We used to do it all the time. We hit a baseball until the cover just was completely worn off of it because baseballs cost a lot of money back then, I guess. And I was always fascinated by the inside, and the inside would have rubber bands in it. And I'm like, what the heck are those rubber bands doing? The rubber bands give the baseball spring. So when you hit it, it goes far, right? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, your body is a spring-loaded device, too, like a baseball. Spring, it gives you leverage, so a little bit of movement gives you a large amount of, or a little bit of pressure gives you a large amount of movement. Golf balls use it, baseballs use it, the body uses it. In the body, we don't have rubber bands, we have fascia. The fascia are the rubber bands. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So Shulman syndrome is an inflammation of the fascia. Here's the thing about the fascia. The fascia is also known as connective tissue. We've talked about that a lot. Now, I'm going to say something very, very important now for anybody who's dealing with a chronic degenerative disease or anybody who wants to understand how these things take place, how they form. And this is very important for your friend, okay? Check this out. Listen up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The connective tissue is the great dumping ground of blood toxins, okay? The connective tissue is the garbage dump for the body, for blood toxicity. The connective tissue represents an ideal place to store stuff that's clogging up the blood. So when you have fasciitis of any kind, or when you have a connective tissue problem of any kind, when you have an autoimmune disease of the connective tissue, when you have breakdown of the connective tissue, you are largely dealing with dumping out a toxicity, especially if the immune system is involved in this inflammation and fibrosis, which is what you're talking about, fasciitis. Inflammation, fibrosis of the fascia. The blood has become so toxic, it's now dumping off toxins into the connective tissue, into the fascia. The fascia become inflamed from all those toxins. Sometimes the immune system can attack it. Then you get an autoimmune disease. But it all starts off with dirty blood. Is this making sense? Did I explain this okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, if you just say it's Shulman's disease, who the heck is that? Who's Shulman? What has he got to do with, what does that got to do with the disease? But if you say fasciitis, now they say eosinophilic fasciitis. Eosinophils are white blood cells. They're immune cells. So it doesn't. You can scratch that one off because obviously the immune system's involved.
Right.
So you're dealing with an inflamed fascia following toxicity in the blood. So how do you handle it? Well, I mean, you don't need to be a rocket scientist here. You don't need to be a genius. You don't need to be a doctor. You don't need 8 years of medical school to figure this out. If you got stuff getting into the blood, you got to eliminate that stuff that's getting into the blood. So how does stuff get into the blood? Well, you can shoot it up through your skin if you're an IV drug user, and that happens. And guess what? If you do shoot stuff up through your skin, you're at higher risk for fasciitis. But I'm going to presume your girlfriend's friend is not doing that. So where's the other source? Where's the other main entrance of toxicity into the blood? Food. And I'm not saying this because I'm Mr. Food Guy. I'm saying it because it's common sense. Are you with me, Wally?
Yes, sir.
Did I say anything hard to understand?
No, sir.
Of course not. It's just common sense. It's a plumbing problem. It's clogged plumbing. The stuff's getting dumped off in the connective tissue. Swerve V cleanse, number one. A food diary and elimination diet, number two. Nightly essence and probiotics and fermented food, number three. Digestive enzymes and apple cider vinegar, number four. Eliminate the sugar, number five. Get on a good nutritional supplement program like the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients that you'll get in the Healthy Start Pack. Number six, make sure she's sipping on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I would also be throwing in connective tissue building supplements, things like cartilage, which also supports the immune system, bone soup, glucosamine, hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, which can be tremendously protective for the connective tissue. You'll get vitamin C in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, of course, but I do extra vitamin C because you can't make connective tissue without vitamin C. Do you see how we're working here? This isn't anything you haven't heard before if you're listening to this program. Also, keeping your cortisol down, relaxing the body, muscle relaxation, stretching, yoga, Pilates. We want more? Make sure she's practicing her SDR breathing, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. These are everything we all have to do. She just has to do it with more vigilance. Does that make sense?
Do you think possibly that this could be caused by an infection? If so, do you think a dose of minocycline?
No. I'll tell you why. Two reasons. If it was an infection, she would have infectious symptoms.
Okay.
She would know. Secondly, minocycline kills bacteria, all bacteria, including gut bacteria. Considering the problem begins in the gut, it is completely counterproductive, borderline idiocy for anybody to prescribe minocycline to take for this kind of condition. Borderline idiocy. I'm not sure where that border is because it seems pretty idiotic to me when you understand where the problem is beginning, right? There's no good drugs. Do you need minocycline sometimes? If you have an infection, maybe, yeah. But not for this condition like this. This is your girlfriend's friend, so you probably don't know the answer to this, or you may. Does she have any other health challenges? Does she have a history of digestive problems? Does she have a history of gluten intolerance? Does she have a history? You don't know the answer, or are you saying no?
I don't know the answer.
You don't know the answer, right? Ask them. That's what I always do. I always ask. That's the first thing I always ask when I'm doing a consultation. All right, we're running out of time here. Did you have something else you want to ask?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you. A couple of years ago, I called you about a friend who had turned out it was West Nile virus. You were correct in your diagnosis. And
I never diagnosed. First of all, say that again now. I didn't quite catch that.
I had another call a couple of years ago where I asked you about symptoms, and you said it was probably West Nile virus. And then I asked you if you would ever put on skis again.
If I was ever put on what?
If you ever went skiing again.
Oh, did I tell you about my skiing experience? I don't remember telling you that. I went skiing one time. I had a girlfriend who lived in Aspen. She grew up in Aspen. And she was a big-time skier, and she got me on the mountain, man. And I looked down that thing, and there was no way. I had history of bad knees and knee surgeries and stuff. There's no way I was getting on those skis or I was going down that mountain. So I ended up humiliatingly having to take the little toboggan down. And no, I never went skiing again. I never planned on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
All right. I appreciate you calling, Wally. I don't remember telling you that story. But, yeah, no, I that never seemed like much fun to me. Although I have to say the Winter Olympics, those guys, the skiers in the Winter Olympics, they're amazing. All right. That's it for today, I guess. Nobody else is on the call. I hope I'm not being self-righteous here. I don't mean to be self-righteous. But it's so important that we understand how the body works when it's breaking down, how the body works, and how the body works when it breaks down, because the doctors aren't helping us. The medical model's not helping us. We've created a culture of sickness and a culture of disease, and we're expecting the medical model to make a difference, and they can't do it. Because underneath it all, it's not about the names of our diseases, it's about the biochemistry of our diseases. It's about the symptoms. And we don't need to have a doctor to address these basic biochemical symptomology, because it is all coming from the same place. It's coming from the foods we're eating, it's coming from the nutrition we're not getting, and it's coming from our inability or our lack of resources to handle the duresses, the ups and downs of life. None of this is medical. None of it. And I'm going to go to my grave saying this. We don't need the medical model to be healthy, with the exception, of course, of mechanical trauma, that kind of thing. That's where the medical model excels. But when it comes to chronic, long-term degenerative diseases, it is about the choices we're making in our life. And it starts with food, continues into nutritional supplementation, and then it finishes up with stress management. Food, nutritional supplementation, stress management. And when I say food, I'm talking about sugar as well. It's a triangle of disease, you guys. It's not difficult. It's something that we can all do for ourselves. It's something we should all do for ourselves. Remember, the human body is set up to live to 120 to 130 years. We're genetically capable of that. And we see it all the time. It doesn't happen frequently, but it happens all the time. People live to 120, 130, 140, 150, because that's what we're genetically capable of. Now, whether you want to live to 150 or not, I don't know, but certainly we don't have to decay and rot and deteriorate by age 50 or 60 or 70. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Please check out my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for all the longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for our truth treatment products. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is